looking to buy, sell or refinance your rural property? Harvest Agents and Advisory are specialists in agri-finance and real estate, helping you make the right decisions, whatever the weather. Visit us at harvestaa.com.au. Sponsor of 2Max FM.
And I have Martin from the New South Wales University at Newcastle. Am I right?
Yes, Newcastle University.
And you're telling us about a bit of what's happening in the next couple of weeks with the weather.
Yes, I'm trying to talk about two weeks outlook. Like, instead of saying, look, the weather's going to be for 1 week, for next 7 days, rain, how much rain, whatever it's going to happen, I'm going to virtually do precise weather forecasts for a specific location, especially in Narrabri, Moree and Gunnedah. And virtually I'm circling that area, putting computer models in that area and giving a weather forecast exactly to suit the farmers within a particular area. I'm not extending further north or east or south. So forecast is very basic for that area.
Oh, that's wonderful. And what can you tell us?
Okay, what's going to happen? I'll give you a short-term forecast to start with. What's happening now, weather conditions? We had heat wave conditions. These heat waves were very bad time of the year. And what the reason of those heat waves was because the El Nino was weakening, La Nina was developing, and suddenly the ocean temperatures are changing rapidly around the world. There's other elements, other complex elements happening on the weather patterns. So La Nina did not develop. When La Nina did not develop, El Nino was still persisting. It means warmer conditions start becoming strong. It means what happens, the southern annual mode from Antarctica pushed towards Australia, westerly wind, changed the pressure pattern movement of Australia. Then the high pressure were blocked and we were dragging more dry continental air mass from central Australia into New South Wales every day. Now, this week we're getting very warm conditions, say, for a few days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah. By Saturday, a change will pass through because there's no blockage. Right. And there's no 40 degrees temperatures, reaching about 25.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, it's something I pray for. 37, 38 degrees. So I'm going to give you the forecast right now. There's a trough line expected to move over New South Wales today. Mm-hmm. Combined with this trough, there's a cold front following the trough line, moving it with the two. But it's a slow moving at this stage. It's forecast to move to reach Narrabri, Moree, northwest slopes and plains during, say, Thursday, Friday, but it's going to pass through other regions on Saturday. So it means I'm expecting some thunderstorms activities with this front passing through. So the weather forecast I'll give you for the first 2 weeks for Narrabri and Moree and Gunnedah. That's why I'm trying to present the weather pattern. I'm looking at on Wednesday, today, Narrabri is sunny, 35 degrees. Moree is sunny, 34 degrees. Gunnedah, sunny, 33 degrees. And on Thursday, few clouds for Narrabri, 36 degrees temperature. And then for Moree, few clouds, 36 degrees. And then for Gunnedah, few clouds, 35 degrees. There's soil moisture, about 28%, 14%. And soil temperature about 28 degrees for those 3 days. Mm. On Friday, Narrabri, it's going to be a few clouds, maximum temperature 38. This is the highest maximum temperature of the week. Mm. And then for Moree, it's going to be 37 degrees. For Gunnedah, it's going to be 34 degrees. All fine conditions, a little bit of cloud, but no rain at all. Dry conditions, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. On Saturday, for Narrabri, thunderstorms and showers. Temperature still 37 degrees, but wind will change late in the evening from northeasterlies, northeasterlies, northerlies to southeasterlies. That's the weather change passed through Narrabri late in the evening.
Later on Saturday.
On Moree, it's going to be light showers, no thunderstorms activity, maximum temperature 36, but I'm expecting 1.8, 2 millimeters at Moree. At Gunnedah, again, same thing like Narrabri. I'm expecting scattered thunderstorms, maximum temperature 29, 8 millimeters of rain at Gunnedah.
Nothing for us.
Yes.
We'll bypass it.
We're getting some, about 3 millimeters for Narrabri, 2 millimeters for Moree, and then looking at 8 millimeters for Gunnedah. On Sunday, there's going to be a few clouds. Temperature drops from 37 to 33. 4 degrees drop in temperature after that change passed through. And dry conditions. For Moree, it's going to be just dry conditions again, 34 degrees. I'm expecting about, for Moree, when I'm saying light showers possible on Sunday, 4 millimeters. For Gunnedah, this is amazing. I'm expecting strong thunderstorms activity. Temperature will drop to only 26 degrees, about 7 millimeters.
My goodness. I like that too.
It's very important, especially.
Can we have that for Narrabri as well?
Narrabri too. We get some showers.
Yeah.
On Monday, few clouds for Narrabri. Temperature 32 degrees. And then of Moree, a few clouds, temperature 33 degrees. At Gunnedah, a few clouds, temperature 28 degrees. On Tuesday, at the end of the week one, I'm calling it week one now, partly sunny for Narrabri, sunny for Moree, few clouds for Gunnedah. So there's no rain. So only those 2 days was rain, Saturday, Sunday, but rain event.
Yes.
This is good news. This is something, fascinating news coming for second week. Starting from 1st of March, which is my birthday.
Mine too. We share the same birthday.
Yeah, this is my birthday. God created me. From 1st of March, Wednesday, till Monday the 6th of March, rain, storm, showers every day. As conditions are amazing. Looking at Wednesday, at Gunnedah, rain, maximum temperature 29. And then at Gunnedah, Thursday, light showers, maximum temperature 30. On Friday, thunderstorms and showers, maximum temperature 33. On Saturday, thunderstorm showers 34. And then Sunday, Monday, all rain. The total amount of rain for week two, I'm expecting 25 to 27 millimeters.
Oh, the total around that.
Total amount the whole week.
Mm.
For Moree, I'm expecting the total amount for 22 millimeters. For, this is amazing. For Gunnedah, it's a bit higher. About 30 millimeters.
We need it. That's good.
This is my predictions. I'm predicting in such a way that how the next changes came across, how the moisture is moving across. There's no blocking patterns, and this could trigger that showers activities. Well, I'm praying that this is going to happen.
Mm.
Now, looking for long-term predictions, this is very important because I know harvest season starts in April.
Mm.
And then what's going to happen? I'm doing a linear southern oscillation index. How probabilities are developing. Early of the month, I do it, and middle of the month, I do it. I'd like to see how, and on a monthly basis, early part of the month and end of the middle part of the month, how conditions are developing. Right now, outlook is for March, April, May, for Gunnedah, Moree, and Narrabri, La Nina is 11%, neutral is 63%, and El Nino is 26%. So it means we're heading more to neutral conditions on next 3 months for harvest, nothing else. No El Nino, no La Nina, it's all neutral conditions.
Oh, that's good.
And this is very important.
Mm.
And April, May, June, same thing. Nothing's changed. So these are 2 months for early of the month. For middle of the month, exactly the same. Nothing's happening. All neutral conditions and no La Nina, no El Nino. So if I'd like to put it in possibility into mathematical modeling, for everybody to understand what it's all about. The probability of La Nina is less than 10% from February to September, all the way. There's no La Nina.
Mm.
Increasing slightly, reaching 20% October to December. The probability in neutral is 95% from February and all the way till about October. And probability of El Nino is about 5%. So that is all about neutral conditions all the season till the end of the year.
Right, so we've got a drier year.
Well, they're talking about the dry, but neutral conditions are not drier years.
No, they're...
El Niño's drier years. La Niña's... we're standing in between. Any weather conditions, any conditions could change.
Mm.
Climatic conditions could change. It's going to affect us.
Mm.
So I'm saying it's not going to be that dry at this stage. But at the same time, one thing I would like to make sure, it's not going to be cold, frosty winter.
Oh, so we're going to have a nice winter, mild winter.
Nice mild winter, yes.
Yes. Oh, that's interesting, Mark. Hello. Oh, I've still got you. I thought that I'd cut you off.
No, but I'm most welcome.
That's interesting news, Mark.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, yes, I could hear you.
Yeah. That's very, very interesting.
Interest,
and,
definitely.
And we'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
I'm looking forward.
Okay, thank you for all that information. It's very good.
All the best to you.
We know we don't have to get our umbrellas out and we don't need to have heavy winter woolies.
That's exactly right.
Thank you so much.
Are you looking to buy, sell or refinance your rural property? Harvest Agents and Advisory are specialists in agri-finance and real estate, helping you make the right decisions, whatever the weather. Visit us at harvestaa.com.au. Sponsor of 2MAX FM.